Good morning, this is Ema, Nat and Liv with your 10am Zed Lines. In Queensland news, photographs taken at the only local shop in Yunbanan or Magnetic Island have revealed exorbitant grocery prices. For example, a cauliflower was priced at $10.99, which would be around $3.90 at a supermarket in Brisbane. A block of cheese, usually priced at $14, is being charged at $21.95. Instagram account operator Dreamtime Aroa, who is the owner of Jarjum Dolls and a proud Aboriginal community activist, said, "Our people are sick, hungry and tired of being ripped off. Black lives still matter." Aboriginal traditional custodians, the Woolgoora Kaaba people, have ancient and ongoing connections to the island and nearby mainland, as shown by the physical reminders of shell middens, stone tools and art sites. Dreamtime Aroa has provided a link in her Instagram bio to donate to those affected.
In more local news, kindergarten is going to be free in Queensland from next year following the state government budget measure saving some families around $4,600. The measure will cost the government $645 million in total, but Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk hopes it will give every little Queenslander the best start to life. Approximately 14,000 Queensland families are eligible for free kindy. The new measure is expected to help 50,000 children attend, with costs for 15 hours a week of kindy covered.
And in national news, Queensland scientists are pushing for new national guidelines to treat chronic fatigue syndrome, or CFS, which affects more than 240,000 Australians. Griffith University's Sonia Marshall-Gradisnik, expert in CFS, said Australia's treatment guidelines that are over 20 years old fail to reflect state scientific advancements in the pathology of the illness. The team of scientists will be joined by politicians, CFS patient representatives and other researchers across the country at Parliament House to present up-to-date data.
In more national news, Woolworths has been harsh about abandoning its plan to make all of its paper bags in Australia. The supermarket chain announced its plan in 2021 after receiving large customer backlash. However, the customer currently has paper bag productions in China and Vietnam. The Woolworths Group confirmed last week that they will continue to produce bags abroad. However, exactly what percentage will be made in Australia remains unknown.
And in international news, the Philippines' most active volcano, Mayon, has begun gently spewing lava, alerting thousands of people to a potentially violent and life-threatening explosion set to follow. More than 12,600 people have left their farming communities within a 6-kilometre radius of the Mayon volcanic crater in mandatory evacuations. Director of the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology says the high-risk danger zones around Mayon may be expanded if the eruption turns violent, with authorities dealing with the situation on a day-to-day basis.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire and danger has no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
Heya folks, we have some coarse language coming up. If you have tender ears in the car, you may want to change the channel.